Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10, continues hour number two. I'll give you a chance to win tickets to see Brad Paisley in an intimate performance. You don't get to see this anymore because Brad's so big. We're going to do the news quiz in just a little bit. We're brought to you by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep, as a matter of fact, and he'll beat anyone's advertised price. Your mattress is free, and Larry, thanking you because, of course, Larry is supporting the MS Hope Foundation of Tom Sherrick. MS Hope Foundation always helps to underwrite the cost of the concert so all the money can go to ticket sales, directly to MS. We're going to be playing a news quiz in just a bit if you'd like to win a pair of tickets to see Brad Paisley. But right now, let's check in with Jenna Johnson, White House reporter at the Washington Post, because there's so much happening, of course, as always, in Washington. Good morning. How are you, Jenna?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
So do we know how the Tillerson-Trump meeting went today? We're talking about IQ tests and morons, and Tillerson wants to leave. And I asked somebody that's kind of intimate in the White House, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do they think about Tillerson hanging out? And he said 10, he'll be gone. What's your sense? What info are you getting?
I mean, wouldn't you have loved to be a fly on the wall during that lunch?
Can't imagine. Cannot imagine.
I mean, things are not good between these two. The president last week was saying he was very honored to see Tillerson come out and basically do an impromptu press conference where he just praised President Trump and praised members of his administration. That seemed to buy him a little bit of time, a little bit of goodwill. But then you have this Forbes interview that came out today in which the president suggesting that maybe he and the Secretary of State should take an IQ test to see who really is the moron. And if in fact Tillerson did say that, numerous news outlets have confirmed that did happen. The president has insisted that it didn't happen. But that comment seems to hint that maybe he's starting to come around on understanding what exactly happened.
Boy, it's such a tense time right now with North Korea and certifying the Iran deal again and all the other stuff that's happening in the world, that you got a Secretary of State that's in that kind of condition with the president. And at the same time, I just heard from a couple people, and I've been reading too, that the Chief of Staff, Kelly, maybe they actually floated Tom Barrack Jr., the guy who helped put together the inaugural and is a good friend of the president's, as a name to replace him. I'm thinking, wait, replace the Chief of Staff? Are we already at that point with the Chief of Staff where Trump is disenchanted with the fact that this guy's keeping people out of the Oval Office and restricting access? Is that becoming a problem?
Well, remember, Kelly is Trump's second Chief of Staff in just 9 months. This is not an easy job, and throughout his administration, there has been a record amount of turnover. He can be a very difficult boss to work for. He changes his mind on things. He'll make fun of you publicly. He wants you to be on board with exactly what he's thinking, even if he hasn't yet communicated that. It's a demanding job. It's a lot of hours, and it's all-consuming. And some people have just decided that they don't want to make that sort of sacrifice, or they've had a falling out and been pushed out at that point. It doesn't. While things are very tense right now, we'll see what's going to happen. I mean, a lot of times these things tend to happen quickly, but at the same time, there are a lot of people that the death is very slow. Let's remember Stephen Bannon. We thought for sure he would be out months and months ago. He survived for quite a while before leaving on his own terms.
And Bannon, since you brought him up, talking to Jenna Johnson, White House reporter at the Washington Post, Bannon basically declared war on the GOP establishment. That may end up not necessarily helping the president because there are already huge divisions. The president needs every vote he can get. He's at war with Bob Corker at this point, calling him Little, L-I-D-D-L-E, Little Bob. And he needs that vote. And this guy's a very powerful senator, as a matter of fact. And then Congressman Charlie Dent supports Bob Corker. Now, I know they're on the way out, but nevertheless, if you've got Rand Paul not helping you on a tax vote and you've got Corker not helping you, you can only make one more error if the Democrats aren't thrown in to help you with whether it's health care, whether it's the taxes, whether it's anything. He really needs to pull the party together. And right now they're pretty divided.
Yeah. And, I mean, the thing that amazed a lot of people on the campaign trail was that Trump seemed to have just these superhuman instincts on things, that he kind of knew which issues to bring up and when to bring them up. He would go after people in ways that you would think would just completely end his campaign, and it just made him stronger. But we're not seeing that power continue now that he's in the White House. You know, this strategy of, you know, burning people who challenge you has not been working out for him. Because like you were saying, there's legislation that needs to be passed. Every Republican vote matters at this point. And the party is so divided that you can't just expect everyone to get in line and vote for nearly anything these days, because the divisions are just so very deep.
Yeah, and you may be right. His instincts are right when he attacks people, and his base, he shores up the base. But getting legislation passed is a whole different thing. Now, there was also a story, and I wondered if you'd heard about it or can verify it, that Tillerson, Mnuchin, and Mattis have what's called a suicide pact, where if one resigns, they all do. Do you know anything about that?
You know what? I don't know about
that. Have you even heard about it, or is that the first you're hearing it?
Oh, I have to confess. I think that's the first I've heard of it. I've been consumed with Puerto Rico news the last few days and digging into the administration's response down there. And so I haven't kept up with all of the various PACs that are not going on.
And it's not a majorly reported story. It was fascinating to hear, because that's a pretty powerful thing. If Mnuchin, Mattis, and Tillerson decide one goes, they all go. That's kind of telling. And the president also says he's not going to fill a lot of the vacant appointments, correct? He's really trying to streamline government. So that's interesting to see, too. In the State Department, in a lot of areas, he's going to keep the appointments vacant. On the other hand, Democrats now are trying to get hopeful because they look at Alabama, et cetera. But it's interesting in the party that out here especially, you've got the old guard is not going to give up. You got Dianne Feinstein is not going anywhere. She's going to run for re-election. She's in her 80s. And even though the party is trying to push her out and get some younger members in there and move more progressive, it's going to be a fight. So the Democrats, are, especially in California here, are a bit divided at this point, and there's noise being made within the party as far as how they should move forward, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole country right now is trying to figure out, what does it mean to be a Democrat? What does it mean to be a Republican? How is a Trump Republican different than a traditional establishment Republican? And the same sort of questions are being asked on the Democratic side. People are trying to navigate this Washington with this president, with a president who's very unpredictable, and who will lash out at people and start fights with people. He's had a lot of trouble filling his administration. Now, he might say that the reason is that he's trying to reduce the number of people in government, but these are positions that are leading departments. There's about 600 positions that the Senate has to confirm, and I believe that the president has only put up nominees for a small percentage of those seats. Part of the reason is there's a lot of people who don't want to work in this administration. Maybe they can't because during the campaign they signed a Never Trump pledge, or maybe they don't want to touch it. They don't want to get into it. And there are people in the administration who are doing it out of a sense of duty, that they feel like now is the time when they need to get in there and help out and be another voice around the table. And that's why they're choosing to be in there.
It's interesting because you cover the White House. Jared Kushner, I have not seen he's going on milk carton soon because he's missing in action. You think that's defined by intentionally to stay with the Russia investigation moving forward? And I also heard that the White House, their new tact is, let's give everything that Mueller needs over to Mueller because we want this over soon. We've got nothing to hide. Let's just ramp it up and get it out of the way sooner rather than later. Do you think the Jared Kushner thing is because they want him on the down low? Let's just keep him out of the way right now because it brings up the Russia agenda. That way it won't be talked about. Because I see Ivanka's inserting herself a little bit more as far as taxes and home health care, et cetera. She's trying to make a dent and reaching out to actually politicians on the right, at least, and saying, let me talk to you about the agenda on taxes and how we can help women who stay at home and moms and with home health care, et cetera. So it seems to be her profile has gone up a little bit in the last week or so.
Yeah, it seems to kind of vary depending on what's going on in the news and what's in their portfolio at the moment. You're totally right that the White House would love to see this Russian probe finished as quickly as possible. They say that they're trying their best to turn over as much information as needed to go along with hearings and different requests and to be cooperative. Anytime there's any sort of movement on that story, you'll hear Sarah Huckabee Sanders come out with another call for, you know, come on, guys, let's wrap this up. There's nothing there. So they would love to see that wrapped up as soon as possible. And again, anytime that Jared Kushner is seen publicly, seen with the president, it just brings up
a lot of other baggage. Yep.
Exactly. And so he's a quiet guy. He's always kind of stayed out of the spotlight. Some people joke when they first meet him that they had never heard his voice before.
Everybody here was shocked.
He rarely speaks publicly. You know, he would kind of limit his appearances to sitting in the first row at Rose Garden ceremonies and things like that. So he's kind of already a quiet guy. I think it was very easy for him to kind of fade into the background, keep his head down, and work on some other stuff until things, if things were to blow over until that time.
So I got to ask you, Jenna, before we go, with all of this, everything that we're talking about, North Korea, Iran, the budgets, immigration, really, we have the first wife battling with the new wife? I'll play the clip after you're off, but it seemed to me that Ivana, in her interview, was joking about being the first lady. It was a total joke. And the White House took it. Melania, apparently it put her nose out of joint. They responded back and kind of snarky and taking on the first wife and the parents of Eric, Ivanka, and Junior. What's going on with that?
Well, you are correct in that there are many other issues much more important than this issue. But you are also correct in that everyone is fascinated by this and trying to look for any clues or anything like that. In the past, most White Houses, whether it's the First Lady's office or the president or anyone else in the family, when they're attacked, they let it go. They don't dignify it with a response. And so I think that's why so many people were surprised to see the First Lady's spokeswoman punch back and come back with something. I guess we shouldn't be that surprised, though, because look at our president. He is someone who does not allow attacks to go unanswered. And even if it's coming from within the family, I guess that's going to be publicly aired.
But this was wild because I saw it and I didn't take it as a slight. I thought she was messing around. And the fact that Melania took it to a slight and made it the level of the fact that we're talking about it. I mean, there's so much else to talk about that this became a big issue. It really is kind of mind-blowing. I'll play the clip for everybody so you can hear it in just a minute. Well, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Again, the Tillerson thing, love to hear what that was like. I know Henry Kissinger was at the White House this morning. Then Tillerson, I know the president is still reaching out privately as much as he can on his cell phone to talk to friends and family, because Kelly has it really reined in, correct? Nobody's getting in there unless it goes by the chief of staff, correct? He's really changed the behavior.
He has. I mean, in the early days, people would just wander into the president's office, and having a long time personal relationship with him was enough to give you that power. He's tried to get everyone to agree to go through the proper channels, more than anything, just so that Kelly can keep on top of what the president is hearing and what he's thinking about and what he might blurt out at a rally or put into a tweet early in the morning. But the president's phone habits are one that it's very difficult to monitor, especially 24/7. He is someone who's always loved talking on the phone. When he was a businessman, he would just call people up. In the early days of his campaign, he would just call reporters up and chat them up. He loves just talking with people and getting their take on what's going on in the moment. You know, so he's reaching out to people who've advised him over the years. He's reaching out to fellow wealthy businessmen and just getting their take on what's going on. Again, that makes it difficult for Kelly and other people in the administration who don't necessarily know who all is lobbying the president after hours.
Well, and we don't know. Right now, it looks like before the end of the year, infrastructure is not going to happen. Healthcare for sure not going to happen. We'll see. I mean, the president, the tax thing, they felt was really doable. And I know they're moving toward that, but you're already seeing the rumblings and the fissures and the breaks within the party itself. Like I said, the Corker thing is not helping at this point. Rallying, because he has a lot of friends in the Senate. He's been there a while. A lot in the Senate, and he may have more friends and allies than the president does. So we'll see how that plays out. Thanks, Jenna, for coming on. Jenna Johnson is with the White House, reporter at Washington Post. It's WashingtonPost.com, of course, and the Twitter is at WP Jenna, J-E-N-N-A. And I thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Take it easy. We'll talk again. And when we come up, I'll fill you in. I'll play you the clip of Ivana and what she said, and that got Melania's nose out of joint. And you tell me if you thought it was serious or a joke. Lots of other stuff to discuss, too. And I got tickets for Brad Paisley, an evening with Brad Paisley, intimate at the Saban. Give you a chance to win that when we do the news quiz in just a little bit. We'll continue in just a little bit here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Talk Radio 790 KABC, a little more Brad Paisley.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through. And I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet.
You can see him hit after hit after hit in a really intimate concert. He's amazing. He's done this for us before for the Tom Scherk MS Hope Foundation. He's doing it again at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills, November 21st. You can be there. Tickets are on sale right now. You go to kbc.com, password KBC to buy the tickets. Or if you want to win a pair, I'm going to give you a chance. You call right now, 800-222-5222. We'll play the news quiz in just a moment. The New Yorker has this tape of an actress, 22-year-old actress, Ambra Badalona Gutierrez, who went to Harvey Weinstein's hotel room, I guess, in 2015, and the New Yorker has the tape, the transcript I'm looking at. He's begging her to come in the room, and apparently he's done stuff, touched her before, and she's saying things like, I don't want to go in, and he keeps saying, I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. It is like a teenage boy. And the launch sequence has begun, and nothing's going to stop it. He's like raging hormones. She says, please, I don't want to do something I don't want to do. He says to her, go to the bathroom. Go to the bath. Hey, come here. Listen to me. She says, I want to go downstairs. I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. That's it. If you embarrass me in this hotel where I'm staying at, she says, I'm not embarrassing you. Just walk in, because they're in the hallway. It's just that I don't feel comfortable. Honey, don't have a fight with me in the hallway. It's not nothing. It's, and then he says, please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear on my children. Please come in on everything. I'm a famous guy. She says, I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now. Please come in 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket, you can go. Why yesterday you touch my breast? Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come in. I'm used to that. You're used to that? Yes, come in. So she went public with the claims against Weinstein, apparently in 2015. According to account in the Daily Beast, she told police he invited her to his office for a business meeting and then asked if her breasts were real before touching them. We're cooperating fully with the authorities and confident that we will fully be vindicated. We will have no further comment, a spokesman for Weinstein says. So I think Dino's trying to get me the tape. Today, actors Gwyneth Paltrow and Angelina Jolie joined the list of accusers who say Weinstein harassed them. So what we'll do is probably get the news. We'll do the news quiz and then I'll play the tape. I think Dino's got it. So we'll do the news quiz first and then that. I have a feeling this is just the tip of the iceberg for Harvey Weinstein. And if you didn't hear, I said there was crickets from Hillary, and I guess maybe we acted as a catalyst. Hillary weighed in finally today, saying she, of course, was appalled by Harvey Weinstein also. All right, Talk Radio 790 KBC coming up. I see all the lines are lit. Good luck. We're going to pick somebody to play the news quiz right after the news here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
KABC News, live and local at 11:30. I'm Jeff Whittle, and firefighters are starting to surround the Canyon Fire 2, which is burning in Anaheim Hills, Orange, and Tustin, according to Orange County Fire Authority Captain Larry Kurtz.
Our acreage is still at 7,500 acres. Our containment has gone up to 25%. We still have 5,000 structures threatened, with 14 structures destroyed, with 22 structures damaged.
Now, some evacuated residents could be allowed to return home by tonight, according to CAL FIRE Chief Stephen Beach.
Our plan is to evaluate those evacuated areas right now, and then on a limited basis, we hope to start opening some of those evacuated areas this evening.
The death toll from the wildfires in Northern California has reached 13. As many as 150 other people are still missing. Now, two homes were damaged by fire in Highland Park this morning in the 200 block of North Avenue 52, but firefighters kept it from spreading to a neighboring apartment building. The cause of those two homes burning is unknown. A 16-year-old Covina high school student has been arrested and charged with making terrorist threats for a social media posting that included a warning to classmates.
Covina police say the teen posted an image of what turned out to be a replica firearm on a social media site. Officers learned of the post Sunday after it was seen by several Charter Oaks High School students. The post showed what appeared to be a firearm with a message beginning with, "Don't come to school on Monday." Detectives investigated throughout the night and spoke with the student who admitted responsibility and characterized the posting as a joke. Police say they do not believe there was any credible threats of the students at the high school. I'm Rob Marinko, KABC News.
Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Dodgers defeated the Diamondbacks 3-1 to sweep their divisional series and advance to the NLCS. Now, the Cubs will also reach the National League Championship Series if they beat Washington this afternoon at Wrigley Field. Flames blank the Ducks 2-0 to snap a 25-game skid at Honda Center. Now the L.A. Kings will host Calgary tomorrow at 7 p.m. on KABC. Minnesota Vikings beat the Chicago Bears 20-17 on Monday Night Football. That's sports on the home of the L.A. Kings, 790 KABC. Traffic, a market check, weather, and more. Tilden at 10 next. KABC News Time, 1133.
Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tilden at 10 continues with the news quiz. We'll do that. I just want to tell you, coming up after the news, because I do have the Amber Gutierrez tape that apparently was made in 2015 of Harvey Weinstein trying to get her into the room. So I will play that. But first, let's go to the phones and go to Suzanne in San Pedro. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good to have you on the air. What do you do for a living?
I'm a substitute teacher.
Oh, and do you love it?
Kind of. Yes and no. I also have kids, so it's a lot.
Wow, so you're juggling a lot of stuff. Well, hopefully I can get you out for the evening, and you have an intimate night at Brad Paisley. You know how we do the quiz?
Yes,
multiple choice, true?
No, I've never done this before.
Oh, okay, so it's multiple choice or true and false, uh-huh. And you listen to me carefully, okay? That's all I'll tell you. Listen to me carefully. So here we go. In an interview with Forbes magazine published this morning, Donald Trump boasted that his what was larger than Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's, his 9-iron, wink, wink, nod, nod, B, his IQ, or C, his waist size. Was it his A, B, or C? A, B, or C? Yeah,
B,
very
B,
good.
His IQ.
In an interview with Forbes magazine published Tuesday, President Trump talks about his IQ to explain away reports that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson referred to him as a moron over the summer. At one point or another, Donald Trump has claimed that his IQ is higher than that of A, Chris Matthews, B. Mark Cuban, C. John Stewart, D. Jeb Bush, E. Rick Perry, F. Mika Brzezinski, G. All of the above. Is it A, B, C, D, E, F, or G?
G.
It is G. Very good. According,
of course.
The Honeywell International Corporation is spinning off more than $7 billion of its business ventures. Which will it retain? Honeywell. A, the Artificial Intelligence Division, B, the Sticky Bun Division, or C, the Aerospace Division, A, B, or C?
C.
You're very good. Honeywell is spinning off businesses worth more than $7 billion, but holding on to its lucrative Aerospace Division. I love its Sticky Bun Division myself. Rumors indicated that next year's iPhone X model, or 10, will feature the ability to charge using your body's electric field, B, unprecedented battery life, or C, an unprecedented price tag. Will it be A, B, or C?
B.
Apple's iPhone 10 features a 2716-something battery, what is it, milliamp, that boasts up to 21 hours of talk time and up to 13 hours of internet use. Wow, that's a lot of talk time. Former Chicago Bears Hall of Fame coach Mike Ditka last night said A, there's been no oppression in America in the last century. B, controversial quarterback Colin Kaepernick should be deported, or C, aliens live among us and play in the NFL. Is it A, B, or C?
A.
While speaking to Jim Gray before Monday Night Football, the former tight end and coach was asked about players protesting before and during the national anthem, as well as Vice President Mike Pence walking out of a Colts game. He responded by saying, "I don't know what social injustices there have been, but all of a sudden it's become a big deal now about oppression. There's been no oppression in the last 100 years that I know of." California, meanwhile, has done what to the penalty for knowingly infecting others with HIV? Is it A, increased, B, decreased, or C, been eliminated? A, B, or C?
B.
Yes, the lawmakers have passed legislation to reduce the penalty for those who knowingly, intentionally expose others to HIV. Amazon, meanwhile, is testing what? A, a brain implant that allows you to see prices of items as you look at them. B, an app that uses your smartphone camera to determine if you're low on milk, diapers, beer, cheese, etc. Or C, a new proprietary Amazon-owned delivery system called Seller Flex. Is it A, B, or C?
It is C.
It is. Seller Flex, the company, will pick up packages from third-party sellers selling on some platform and deliver the products directly to the consumers. Meanwhile, as that happened, shares of UPS fell more than 2% on Thursday. Man, they are going into every area of the world as far as taking over the business world. An FDA panel is considering the use of gene therapy for A, acid reflux, B, blindness, or C, erectile dysfunction. A, B, or C?
It would be B.
It is B. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration advisors will consider whether to recommend approval of a gene therapy that improved vision for those three youths and some others with hereditary blindness. That would be wonderful if that would work out. Let me see. I'll give you one last question here. I want to make it a good one. Based on new research, scientists say, this is mind-blower, there is enough wind energy over the ocean to power A, Las Vegas for a week, B, Australia for a year, C, the entire planet. A, B, or C?
It's got to be C.
It could theoretically be used to generate civilization-scale power, assuming that is that we're willing to cover enormous stretches of the sea with turbines and come up with ways to install and maintain them in often extreme ocean environments. That's pretty wild that it actually exists. You did well. I told you, just listen to me, and you are going to see, I'm assuming you want to go see Brad Paisley, and I'll be there. So have
are
a.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you're going to go?
I won. Oh, my gosh. I'm getting these for my nephew. My nephew loves country music, and he's got special needs, and his teacher was in Las Vegas. And I'm trying to do something awesome.
Well, guess what? He's going to see Brad Paisley up close and personal.
Oh,
and you know what? Stay on the line. Make sure that I get your name and his name, because I'd love to make sure he gets to meet Brad, too, that evening. Okay?
No way. Really?
Way. Stay on the line, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
We will make it happen. Make sure Dino has your name, and I will personally make sure that he gets to meet Brad that night. All right? All right. Talk Radio 790 KABC coming up. I will play you the tape that just broke out, the New Yorker tape, of this woman, Amira Gutierrez, who's been coerced into going to Harvey Weinstein's hotel room in 2015. She did go to the police, as a matter of fact, in 2015. And I will play you that tape, the breaking news tape, next year on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
But I'm a freak. I'm a...
Talk Radio 790 KBC, Peter Till and the 10 continues. So I want to get into this really quickly. Apparently, the New York Police Department secretly recorded Harvey Weinstein with this Italian model and admitting that he used to behave the way he's being, the allegations are correct as far as groping, etc. But there's more. The audio clip was online, posted online by New Yorker magazine, and he's pleading for this woman to come in his hotel room and also threatens her. Her name is Amber Gutierrez. This is in a Manhattan hotel room, the Tribeca Grand Hotel. It's a day after he allegedly came on to her in his office. She is a one-time finalist in the Miss Italy contest. And he apparently came on to her in a way that she did not like on March 27th, 2015. So she went to the police, and she was secretly recording this. And here's what it sounded like.
What do we have to do here? Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
Don't drink.
Don't have
and I
water.
Stay on the bar.
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you. I'm very embarrassing.
I'm sorry. I cannot.
No,
yesterday was kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person's speech.
I won't do a thing.
I don't.
Rosine, please, I swear I won't. Just sit with me. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. I'm here all the time.
Sit with me, I promise. Don't want to.
Please sit there. Please. 1 minute.
No, I ask you.
Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
go to. Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do anything. You'll never see me again after this. That's it. If you don't, if you embarrass me in this hotel.
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
Honey, don't have a fight with me.
It's not nice.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear my children, please come in. On everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now. And 1 minute. And if you want to leave, when the guy comes with my jacket,
you can go. Why yesterday you touch my breast?
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
Come on. Are you please used to that?
Yes, come in.
Here. No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on. Sit here. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you will embarrass me. But no. Goodbye. Never call me again. Sorry, I promise you I won't do anything.
I know, but yesterday was too much.
The guy's coming. I will never do another thing to you. 5 minutes. Don't ruin your friendship with me for 5 minutes.
I know, but it's kind of like, it's too much for me. I can't.
Please, you're making a big scene here.
No,
please.
But I want to
leave. Okay, goodbye. Thank you.
So the threat, the implied threat is there. If you walk out, I'll never help, I'll never talk to you again, never do anything for you again. Who knows what the context is, what he had promised her, and what did he think he was going to do in the five? So this is a woman apparently he groped, and she was unhappy with the aggressive behavior at his office. So he kind of, not apologized, but said he won't do it again. But, man, he was relentless. On a scale of 1 to 10, how uncomfortable was that? Go to the bathroom. I've never had somebody tell me, go to the bathroom? Well, I have. Dr. Kipper said go to the bathroom because I have to give a sample. But never that. Wow. So that's it. That's the New Yorker tape. Apparently, like I said, secretly recorded in conjunction with the NYPD because she didn't like the treatment in his office and wanted to go and capture what he was doing to her on tape. And I'm assuming he knew that that tape existed. The other big question for the day, if you weren't with me in the earlier hour, is why Sharon Waxman from The Wrap complained about the fact that the New York Times killed the story when she brought it to them in 2015 as a journalist, 2005, and as a journalist. But why it came out now, if Sharon Waxman had all the goods on Harvey Weinstein and could have prevented this from happening with other women, why did Sharon Waxman wait till now to bring it up? All right. We got Crosstalk with Dr. Drew next year on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We'll be right back.